This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. A U.S. federal judge has ruled that cockpit voice recordings from Continental 3407 will be admissible in civil suits. Attorneys for the families of the victims had complained the transcripts did not adequately convey the pre-impact terror. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed Senate Bill 856, which delays enforcement of last year's new law, which sought to put crushing fees and reporting requirements on California flight schools. New proposed pilot and aircraft licensing rules in Europe are being delayed. They would have made many aircraft with U.S. registrations illegal to fly between countries in Europe and made it illegal for many pilots with U.S. certificates to fly IFR in Europe. NBAA 2010 wrapped up in Atlanta yesterday with an upbeat atmosphere, evidence of significant R&D underway, and signs the industry is turning around the fat cat image of business aviation. FAA honored five aviation legends at NBAA yesterday: astronauts Neil Armstrong and Gene Cernan, golfer and businessman Arnold Palmer, former Cessna chief Russ Meyer, and charter pioneer Clay Lacy all received the FAA's Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award for 50 years of safe flying. NBAA and its Canadian counterpart have announced a new cross-border issues conference to be held next month in Montreal. New international standards for space docking ports are coming, in part to facilitate international rescue missions in space. Sikorsky says it will build two more X-2s to demonstrate its technologies to the U.S. Armed Forces. And Cessna says it hopes to fly an electric Skyhawk next year. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Jim Campbell looks back at NBAA 2010 with President Ed Bolin. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.